On board the MedStar frigate, Admiral Tarnese Blade studied the flimsies before him, the results of his latest round of inquiries into any suspicious or surreptitious casts from the personnel of Rimsu 7. With a growl, he swept them off his desk and onto the floor. Nothing. Just the usual air and space chatter to be expected. Nothing to give him the slightest clue as to who might have been spying on him when Philba died, or why. Blade growled again, an almost subsonic sound deep in his throat. As long as whoever on the other end of that spy cam remained at large, he, Blade, was in danger. The door to his office opened. Blade blinked in surprise. It was the robed figure of a Silent who entered, but Blade knew immediately who was hidden beneath the vestments. Caird, the Nadiji, the Black Sun agent. Blade stepped away from his desk. Almost automatically, his hand slipped around the back of his uniform, releasing the knife from its hidden belt sheath. It slipped comfortably into the folds of his hand. The bird being folded back his hood, revealing his sardonic face and blazing violet eyes. He cocked his head in greeting. "Admiral?" he said. When he lowered his hands from the hood, the right one held a gleaming knife in it. Blade did not reply to the greeting. He circled to his left, his knife held low by his right hip, the point extended downward from the little finger side of his fist, edge forward in a reverse grip.
"Let me guess," the Black Sun agent said. "Morthal didn't accidentally fly his ship into the wrong orbit."
Morthal was greedy. He wanted to fill a freighter with Bota to make a killing and Samville take the stragglers. Doing that would have made me a fugitive from the authorities for life. He didn't care about that. He got what he deserved.
"You should have contacted us. Black Sun would have dealt with him. We take a longer view of our business, and we frown on rogues."
Blade shrugged. As far as I was concerned, he was Black Sun. I could not allow him to ruin what I had set up here.
Caird shifted his stance, turning so that his right side faced Blade.
The Admiral noticed that the dark blue swatch of feathers around his opponent's neck had grown darker still, and had risen in a stiff ruff, no doubt an atavistic warning for predators. The Nadiji was in full combat mode. He spun his knife, twirling it around his fingers. A showy move, the more so because it indicated he was not tight with fear.
"It's not too late," he said. "As you said, Morthal got what he had coming. We can overlook that. No need to ruin a business that's making everybody profit."
Blade shook his head. Just to show that he wasn't nervous, he also shifted his knife, turning it with a little move that switched from a mountain climber's pick to a sword fighter's hold. "Too much of the profit lines Black Sun's vaults. I can store the Bota far away from here, move it myself, and make much more, if I cut out the middle beings." The Nadiji laughed.
"Starting with me, huh?"
"Nothing personal."
"You're larger and much stronger, true, but I'm far faster. You are obviously adept with these," he waved the knife, "but I still have the advantage."
It was Blade's turn to laugh. "You really think so? I'm a hunter and a warrior, Birdman, and I've killed half a dozen opponents with this very blade. You are fast, yes, but your bones are hollow and your feathers no protection against cold durasteel. No matter how fast you are, you can't get to me before I gut you."
"You're forgetting something," Caird replied. "I'm an assassin."
Blade raised an eyebrow. "Which means?"
"It means that getting the job done is more important than how I do it."
Blade frowned.
"What?"
Caird whipped his hand back suddenly, snapped it forward, and threw the knife. It came too fast to dodge. Blade instinctively swatted at the incoming weapon, and with reflexes honed by centuries of natural selection, managed to deflect it, barely.
It nicked him on the hand, but that was all, a mere scratch. He grinned as the Ndiji's knife fell to the floor, clattered, and bounced to his feet. He crouched swiftly and scooped it up, then stood, a knife in each hand. "Now you have no weapon," he said. "You don't stand a chance barehanded against two blades, fool!" He brandished the knives mockingly. The Black Sun agent backed up a couple of steps, until his back was against the transparisteel port. He rose slowly from his fighting crouch. What was he up to, Blade wondered. Did he have another knife hidden on him? Or a small blaster, maybe? The Sakaian paused, considering his next move. Then, to his surprise, the Ndiji slowly shook his head. "You could have taken me just then," he said. "If you'd come in fast enough, you might have backed me into the corner before I could have maneuvered around you. But you hesitated, and now you've lost."
"Lost? Nothing has changed. I still have you cornered."
Blade smiled, a feral gleam of teeth. "I don't think so," Caird said. "Something has changed," the bird being continued. "Time has passed, and all of a sudden you feel tired, don't you, Admiral? As if you can hardly hold your weapons, as if all your strength has been used up."
Blade snarled. "Are you a Jedi to try infantile mind tricks? Trust me, I'm immune to such claptrap."
"But you're not immune to dendriton toxin." Blade blinked. Then suddenly, the pulse of uneasiness bloomed into full-blown shock. The Ndiji's knife, the cut on his hand. Blade gathered himself to charge, but his legs abruptly would no longer obey him. He tried to leap, but instead staggered to one side. Tried to take another step, and his left leg, now completely numb, gave way. He fell to one knee. He kept his grip on the knives, but he was so weak. And now a sudden fire raged within him, roasting his muscles, torching each individual nerve. Caird moved toward him, reached out, and took one of the knives from Blade's burning fingers. The other one fell from the Sakaian's nerveless grasp. "Dendriton toxin is a bad way to go," Caird said. "Painful, slow. You're literally immolated from inside out. But you were a brave adversary, Admiral, and I admire bravery. So even though my superiors wish you to suffer, I'll spare you the toxin's effects." He stepped to the side, caught Blade's head in one hand, and tilted it back. Blade felt the touch of the knife against his throat, but it wasn't painful, just cold, an almost pleasant momentary respite from the fiery agony.